And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, June 14th, 2013. It's Flag Day. It was on June 14th, 1777, that the Second Continental Congress approved the Stars and Stripes as the flag of the United States, with a star for each state and 13 red and white stripes to commemorate the original 13 colonies. Of course, in 1777, there were only 13 states, 13 stars, and their arrangement was not consistent. Sometimes the stars were in a circle, sometimes in rows, and on a few occasions, the stars appeared in the shape of a star. Our current incarnation of the flag has been around since 1960 with Hawaii's admission to the Union, and in the event that Puerto Rico is officially made a state, there are already some 51 star designs in the works. It's the birthday of Ernesto Che Guevara. As a young man, he took off a year from college, traveled around South America by motorcycle with a friend, and recorded his adventures in a journal, later became his book, The Motorcycle Diaries. He was disturbed by all the poverty and oppression he saw there among the Indian people of Latin America, and he came to believe that the only solution was violent revolution. So after graduating from medical school in 1953, he met the Castro brothers, Raul and Fidel, in Mexico and joined them in their plan to overthrow the Batista dictatorship in Cuba. Their forces landed in Cuba in November 1956 and were almost wiped out by Batista's army. The survivors fled to the mountains, formed a guerrilla army, which eventually overthrew Batista and established a Marxist government. As Castro's right-hand man, Che Guevara held several top government posts. He visited New York to speak at the United Nations as the head of the Cuban delegation. He appeared on Face the Nation and traveled all over the world. He was ill-suited, though, for diplomatic work, his nature being confrontational and uncompromising. Later, in Bolivia, while leading a guerrilla army against the Bolivian regulars, a glimmer of his medical calling remained. He treated and released enemy soldiers, but eventually he was captured and executed. And here's a poem by John Ciardi, Bees and Morning Glories. Morning glories, pale as a mist drying, fade from the heat of the day, but already hunchback bees in pirate pants and with peg-leg hooks have found and are boarding them. This could do for the sack of an imaginary fleet. The raiders loot the galleons even as they one by one vanish and leave still real only what has been snatched out of the spell. I've never seen bees more purposeful except when the hive is threatened. They know the good of it must be grabbed and hauled before the whole feast wisps off. They swarm in light and fast dive in, then drone out slow, their pantaloons heavy with gold and sunlight. The line of them, like thin smoke, wafts over the hedge. And back again to find the fleet gone. Well, they got this day's good of it. Off they cruise to what stays open longer. Nothing green gives honey, and by now you'd have to look twice to see more than green where all those white sails trembled when the world was misty and open and the prize was there to be taken. A poem by John Ciardi, Bees and Morning Glories, from the collected poems of John Ciardi, published by the University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.